Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is Joe Biden and inflation. You might actually call it Joe Biden's fantasy about inflation. Now, you know that the reason that President Biden delivered a speech on inflation on Tuesday was that he knew the government was going to release the latest statistics on inflation on Wednesday. He knew the news was going to be bad, so you might as well try to get ahead of things. And now the numbers are out, and the news is indeed bad. We get our inflation numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and they report that inflation rose at an annual rate of 8.3% in April, which is ever so slightly less than the 8.5% annual rate in March. But it's still above the dreadful, painful 8% line, and it's also above the 8.1% that had been predicted. In any event, the numbers were bad. Biden knew that. That's why he tried to get ahead of it. Let's look inside some of these numbers. The price of fuel oil is up 85% on an annual basis. Gasoline up 43.6%. Natural gas up 22.7%. Electricity up 11%. Electricity, unlike what some green energy advocates would have you think, doesn't just show up. It actually has to be produced from other forms of energy. Anyway, fuel oil 85%, gasoline up 43.6%, natural gas up 22.7%, electricity up 11.0%, the energy sector contributing a huge amount to inflation. But it's not the only one. The price of used cars and trucks up 22.7% annually, new vehicles up 13.2%, clothing up 5.4%. The Labor Department also divides groceries into several categories. The price of meat, poultry, fish, and eggs up 14.3%. Dairy up 9.1%. Cereals and bakery products up 10.3%. Non-alcoholic beverages up 9.8%. So you can see there's a lot. Obviously, the price of gas is really terrible, but there's a lot going on in these inflation numbers. So Biden wants to get ahead of it. He wants to tell the American people that he's working really hard to lower inflation, so he gives his speech on Tuesday. And it was all politics. I mean, now the midterm elections are less than 6 months away, and largely because of inflation, the prospect for Democrats are dismal, really, really, really dismal in the House and just really dismal in the Senate. So if you assess the speech, I mean, there's a couple of ways to look at it. First of all, a lot of commentators pointed out the president's sort of usual word jumbles and weird locutions, which you're always going to get when Biden speaks. So let's hear one of them right now.
Look, I know you got to be frustrated. I know. I can taste it. Frustrated by high prices, by gridlock in Congress, by the time it takes to get anything done.
I can taste it. Kind of a weird word choice. And even the crew at Morning Joe made fun of him about that. So he lost Morning Joe on that. So that's not good. But that's the usual sort of ridicule of the president's speaking style. There were really two, in terms of substance, there were two big themes in this speech. The first was his desperate attempt to deflect blame for inflation. He blamed the COVID pandemic. He blamed Vladimir Putin. He blamed the oil companies. He blamed Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott. Yeah, he actually really did that. He tried to blame everybody except Joe Biden, President of the United States. Now, it is not that some of those actors, especially the pandemic and the war in Ukraine, do not bear some blame for inflation. They do. But the fact is, Joe Biden, President of the United States, bears some blame too. A couple of reasons. First, with the support of Democrats on Capitol Hill, he has pushed astronomical spending measures that have overstimulated the economy and worsened inflation. There are reports of local officials who've just been given so much money from the federal government, they don't know what to do with it. This has worsened inflation. The second reason is, given the seriousness of inflation in the energy sector, Biden has pursued policies to lessen the production of U.S. fossil fuel energy, making the United States more dependent on the rest of the world for energy. So when he blames worldwide increases in energy costs because of the war in Ukraine, one of the things he's saying is that the United States is producing less itself, or less than it could. What is really striking in Biden's remarks is the degree to which, despite all this, he seems intent on staying the course, on sticking with the policies that have made inflation worse. On spending, he says the nation needs more spending. In fact, more spending will decrease inflation in the Biden worldview. And the country needs much less fossil fuel energy production because that will bring the United States closer to a glorious renewable energy future. And that will cure inflation. So Biden looks at what to do about inflation. Amazingly enough, he finds that it is exactly what he wanted to do beforehand. Now, how can you tell that the White House wants to increase spending? You can tell by the number of times it uses the word invest. Democratic White Houses and Congresses do not spend. They invest. And if you look at the fact sheet accompanying the president's remarks, now, this is something all White Houses do. The president comes out and gives a speech, and the press office sends out a fact sheet supporting the speech. And with Biden, what you do, what you get with a fact sheet is kind of the unaltered White House case on a particular issue, as opposed to all the sort of weird malapropisms the president engages in when he speaks publicly. So if you look at the fact sheet accompanying the president's speech, we're talking about the word investment, you will find it several times. Biden wants to, quote, invest in lowering the cost of childcare. He wants to, quote, invest in building more than 1 million affordable homes. He wants to, quote, pass clean energy and vehicle tax credits and investments. He wants, quote, a historic investment in electric vehicle charging infrastructure. So invest, invest, invest. That is the White House telling you that they want to keep up the spending levels, the spending priorities that they brought into office, regardless of the change in the situation that inflation presents. So in his remarks, Biden also relied on the I word. So let's listen to that right now.
And to reduce our dependence on foreign oil and reckless autocrats like Putin, I'm working with Congress to pass landmark investments to help build a clean energy future as well. From tax credits for businesses to produce renewable energy, to tax credits for families to make their homes more energy efficient.
Okay, investments. Invest, invest, invest. The president and his party are investing all over the place. By the way, just so you know, one word that is not found at all in either the president's remarks or the White House fact sheet is the word subsidy. The plan is full of subsidies, and yet the word does not appear even once. Now, that leads to another notable fact about Biden's inflation strategy, and I'm going to get to that next.
Democrats start telling the Lincoln Project to pound sand. The Biden administration now admits to providing Ukraine with the info to sink the Moskva, and Jen Psaki won't tell abortion demonstrators to leave justices alone at home. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about another notable fact in Biden's inflation strategy, but just before I get to that, I want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying it, maybe even learning from it, it would be great if you would subscribe to the podcast. You can do it at iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. It would be really, really, really great to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks a lot for that. So the other notable fact about Biden's inflation strategy. With midterms approaching, and with Democrats in trouble, as we mentioned, and in need of all the support they can get, such as from, just to pull one group out of the air, environmental activists, Biden is standing by his climate agenda, even if it contributes to inflation. He wants to impose, quote, the strongest ever fuel economy standards for cars and trucks. And he wants to, quote, set America on course to ensure that one of every two cars sold in 2030 burns no fossil fuels. So the president is sticking with the climate, the environmental agenda, even when it worsens inflation. Now, remember, one of the ways Biden has encouraged inflation is to make the U.S. more dependent on foreign energy. Now, you listen to Republicans and they say, well, you know, the U.S. achieved energy independence under President Trump. And now Biden has thrown it all away with moves like canceling the Keystone XL pipeline. Well, there's something to that. But don't worry, the White House says that under President Biden, the U.S. will achieve real energy independence. They have created a new category, something called real energy independence, which isn't like the old energy independence. It's real energy independence. That is, the United States will reach a great renewable energy future when it will no longer depend on foreign sources of energy. Now, if that happens, it's quite a ways away. And it is certainly not the way to fight inflation right at this moment. But it is the Democratic Party agenda. Now, faced with a situation in which an economic crisis has developed, a crisis that threatens his own approval ratings, which are way down, and threatens the party's future in midterm elections, Biden has decided to stick with the program. It may lead the party to terrible defeat in November. Matter of fact, it looks like it will, but he's going to stick with the program. So that is, at the heart, President Biden's inflation strategy. Do what I've been doing, even though it has resulted or has been part of an economic situation that has reached a crisis level as far as inflation is concerned. Stick with the program, and that is Joe Biden's inflation plan. So, thanks for joining us. Always appreciate it when you can listen. Hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.